11 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm Chris Todd with Raven News. The U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Sitka confirmed reports this morning that the fishing vessel Mirage is grounded on the rocks in the vicinity of Low Island. The report of the grounding came in at about 5:30 this morning to the Coast Guard. Currently, the Guard is on the scene with a helicopter, and Sitka Search and Rescue is on the grounds as well, standing by. There are two people on board the Mirage, and according to the Coast Guard, there are no injuries or any medical concerns. Coast Guard Petty Officer Eskima at the Air Station Sitka said the plan is to wait for the tide to recede later this morning, which should allow the vessel to set down completely, providing some additional stability to the vessel. The Coast Guard then plans to lift the two crew to safety using the basket hoist with the helicopter on site. Sitka Search and Rescue will stay on site to provide any backup needed. There are no reports of any oil or fuel leaks from the FV Mirage at this time. At most major airports, someone is paid to chase birds off the runway, but at Sitka's airport, that job is especially challenging. That's because three-quarters of Sitka's runway is surrounded by water. Fish spawn along its banks, attracting hungry birds. That problem was highlighted 4 years ago when two Alaska Airlines jets collided with eagles on takeoff. KCAW's Emily Foreman spoke with the expert, who came in afterwards to make sure the runway is safe.
Snarge. That's the technical term Dave Tresham uses to describe unidentifiable bird debris. Avoiding snarge is the goal. It's also the reason he's speeding up and down Sitka's runway 30 minutes before the noon flight departs for Ketchikan. He spots some loafing eagles at the end of the runway and stops the truck.
Now we have two eagles. So the more you leave the birds alone, the more will show up.
Tresham chooses a small hand pistol loaded with pyrotechnic shells, aptly called screamers. Screamers tend to work best on eagles who don't fear much at the top of the food chain, because when triggered, the screamers spiral wildly and shoot sparks. That's what it takes to rattle an eagle. Tresham is a U.S. Department of Agriculture wildlife specialist stationed at Sitka's Rocky Gutierrez Airport. He notices patterns in bird activity at a very micro level. He has his eye on every tuft of grass, puddle, and critter.
So many times I'll spend an hour or 2 hours picking bugs and worms up off the runway.
Really? You'll go to that level of detail?
I have pictures of night crawlers. There's an isopod, it's called a rock louse, that is supposed to stay within a few feet of the shoreline. And I've picked up literally hundreds of them out toward the center line of the runway.
Tresham has been modifying Sitka's causeway since 2010. In August that year, an Alaska Airlines flight was forced to abort takeoff when a bald eagle was sucked into its left engine. That same week, the replacement plane also hit an eagle on takeoff. No people were injured, only birds. But after that, Tresham was hired to come up with a long-term plan for deterring wildlife from making the Sitka runway home. That includes things like filling in still water with gravel or trimming down tall patches of grass.
So is there basically like a Dave Tresham at every airport?
there's many, yes. We probably have, I think, close to 30 USDA wildlife specialists working the state of Alaska alone.
Tresham's career started with the Aleutian cackling goose. His first wildlife management job was removing an invasive species of fox that was preying on the cackling goose to the point of endangerment. He's devoted a lot of time to kicking animals out of places where they shouldn't be, but he loves wildlife. It's tough love.
I just show up for work even when I'm not working, because it's nice to see the birds, to see the populations, to, you know, just look at the scenery. You have whales and sea lions. Where else can you do that?
Tresham says the job has turned him into an avid bird watcher. Makes sense. That's what the job requires. But he's also become a really tense airplane passenger. His seasonal assistant, Heather Bauscher, agrees.
You're like, all right, where's the wildlife person? Oh, I see birds. Why isn't anybody doing anything about that?
They are both much more comfortable on the ground, a stone's throw away from a 737 as it's taking off, because that's where they have the most control.
We have just to the south on their approach, we'll have 3 to 4, maybe 5 eagles are flying from those trees. From this distance, those birds have felt that banger going off.
A banger is used with a 24-gauge shotgun. It's a longer-range shell than the screamer, loud and resonant.
And if anything starts coming this route, I'll be talking to the pilot, letting them know where the birds are at.
Tresham can literally change the course of a speeding plane minutes before it lands.
So we have eagles above them, eagles below them, eagles in front of them. So we'll be talking to the pilot 5 to 7 miles from the airport if we can see him, telling him, hey, you have eagles.
In the very last resort is what Tresham calls a lethal take. He says he probably chases away close to 80,000 birds a year in Sitka, and he relies on the lethal take method a lot. It's usually a glaucous-winged gull that just doesn't get the picture, but endangered species are off limits. The noon flight to Ketchikan is almost ready to depart. Tresham sees a few eagles flying overhead and takes one more precautionary shot at clearing the runway.
Safe departure.
And in Sitka, there's another successful takeoff without a fragment of snarge in sight.
That report from KCAW's Emily Foreman. In preparation for daily flights between Juneau and Seattle, starting on May 29th, Delta Airlines performed test flights in the capital city on last week. For a long time, Alaska Airlines has been the only one flying this route. As Lisa Fu reports, Juneau is set to benefit from the competing partner airline.
Alaska travel analyst Scott McMurrin says the power of competition goes a long way in lowering airfares.
The moment that Delta's rubber hits the tarmac in Juneau, fares will be at historic lows. This is a great opportunity for Juneau travelers, and that great opportunity will last as long as Delta flies there, and not a moment longer.
An online spot check of round-trip flights between Juneau and Seattle in early June showed the airlines offered the same fare, $487. In September, when Delta service ends, flights on Alaska Airlines jump $80. Adding service to Juneau is part of Delta's expansion in Seattle. Right now, the airline makes 35 daily departures out of SeaTac Airport. By August, Delta hopes to increase that to 86 departures. Anthony Black is a Delta spokesman.
We are reaching out to key travel markets that allow us to carry passengers both into Seattle as well as connect them on to international flights. We're adding a significant amount of international service. We just added London Heathrow at the end of March, and we are going to add Hong Kong and Seoul in June.
The airline already flies from Seattle to Amsterdam, Paris, Beijing, Shanghai, and Tokyo. Connecting to international destinations is what Black says will set Delta apart from Alaska Airlines, which only flies internationally to Canada and Mexico.
We have service to a number of domestic markets that are similar to Alaska's markets, but specifically if they're looking to travel internationally, obviously Alaska doesn't have that same level of international service.
Between Juneau and Seattle, Delta will be flying a Boeing 757. Alaska Airlines uses 737s. Black says a 757 can carry more passengers and has more powerful engines. He also says Delta's prices are competitive, and so far Delta is pleased with bookings. Marilyn Romano, regional vice president for Alaska Airlines, says she feels very secure with Alaska's position in Juneau. She says Delta's one flight a day between Juneau and Seattle during the summer doesn't compare with Alaska's 8 flights a day.
That's our standard operating business coming in and out of Juneau, and that doesn't include all the other flights that we have, Anchorage to Juneau or Juneau to other cities in southeast Alaska. So as far as competing, I think we feel like we've been operating daily service into Juneau for over 4 decades.
Plus, there's free baggage if you're a member of Club 49, the airline's program for Alaska residents, and bonus mileage. Travelers flying on Delta from Juneau to Seattle will still get Alaska Airlines miles. While Alaska Airlines and Delta are now competing in Juneau, the two airlines are partners for other destinations.
At times, the competitive nature of our business is bigger than at other times, and this is probably one of those times. And we're doing what we need to do to grow our business, and Delta will do what Delta feels they need to do to grow their business. And at the same time, we are partners. So it's a unique situation.
Juneau International Airport Manager Patty Delabriere says competition is good for Juneau's economy.
Alaska Airlines, I think, has taken very good care of people up here, but then Delta may add maybe a different flair on what they're going to do for the travelers. So choice is good.
That also means more revenue for the airport, an enterprise of the city and borough of Juneau. Renting space for check-in counter and offices, flying in and out, and parking its plane overnight in Juneau for the summer will cost Delta about $90,000. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
And that's Raven News for this hour. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka.